KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. Sports is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. In sports, Sunday volleyball scores, just a couple of games on the slate for you. It was Council Bluffs St. Albert defeating Clarinda 2-0, and St. Albert over Wayne, also by a score of 2-0. In Western Iowa volleyball action on Saturday, it was Atlantic beating AHSTW 2-1, a 2-1 winner also for the Trojans over Peyton Jourdan, and Atlantic beat Ankeny Christian Academy 2-0. Cam was a 2-0 winner over Atlantic on Saturday. AHSTW beat Coon Rapids Bayard 2-1, also AHSTW down to Cam, and Cardinal of Eldon and Panorama all by a score of 2-0. Audubon was a 2-0 winner over Belmont Clemming on Saturday. Audubon beat IKM Manning 2-1. Boyer Valley was a 2-0 winner over Exira EHK and a 2-0 winner over Oakland Riverside on Saturday. Cam beat Cardinal of Eldon 2-0, also Panorama 2-0. Cam was a 2-0 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. Also in sports action, volleyball from Saturday, it was Griswold over Heartland Christian 3-1. IKM Manning sweeping their games with Belmont Clemmy, Pocahontas Area Community Schools, both by a score of 2-0, and Greene County 2-0. Some other scores from around the area on Saturday include Shenandoah over Stanton 2-0, Sydney beating Clarinda 2-0. Sydney was a 2-0 winner over Council Bluffs and Stanton and Shenandoah, and they beat Tri-Center by a score of 2-1. Those are just some of the scores from Saturday. You can check out the rest on our sports page at kjan.com. Well, with bowl eligibility potentially at stake for both schools later in the season, officials at Nebraska and Iowa State said Sunday they'll work to find new opponents to fill out their schedules after their openers were canceled because of severe weather. Nebraska and Iowa State were among several teams across the nation that contended with weather problems Saturday on the first full weekend of college football. The Akron, Nebraska, and South Dakota State, Iowa State games were called off shortly after they started, while other games had lengthy delays. A team needs to win 6 games to assure itself bowl eligibility. Nebraska went 4-8 last season and hopes to rebound under new coach Scott Frost. Deputy Athletic Director Bob Burton said Nebraska would begin looking immediately for an opponent, whether it be from the bowl subdivision or second-tier championship subdivision. The Cornhuskers do have an open date on October 27th. Those players were pulled off the field at Memorial Stadium Saturday immediately after the opening kickoff because of lightning in the Lincoln area. The game was called off after a 2-hour, 40-minute delay. Athletic Director Bill Moose had discussions with Akron about resuming the game on Sunday at 10:30, but the Zips balked at that suggestion. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard wrote in a letter to fans on Sunday that the Cyclones are trying to find an opponent to play either on its October open date or on December 1st, if at that time it needs another win to achieve bowl eligibility. The Cyclones were 8-5 last season and have high hopes for this year. Iowa State's game against South Dakota was canceled shortly after it started because of storms in the Ames area. Pollard wrote that there was no serious consideration given to playing the game Sunday because it would have required finding lodging for SDSU late Saturday night, thrown off preparations for the team's games this week, and the Sunday forecast called for more stormy weather. Well, South Dakota State is unavailable during Iowa State's October 20th open date and hopes to be participating in the FCS playoffs on December 1st, which is also the same date as the Big 12 championship game. ISU officials said South Dakota received its payout of $425,000. If the Cyclones achieve 6 wins by November, he said a 12th regular season game wouldn't be needed. Nebraska Athletic Director Moose said in a statement regarding any potential additions or adjustments to the 2018 football schedule, "We will explore and discuss those options in the coming weeks. In the meantime, fans are encouraged to hold on to their tickets from this weekend's game in an event that a game were to be added later in the season." Saturday night's season-opening contest between Drake and Division II William Jewell was canceled also due to severe weather and will not be rescheduled. Braden Hartwig had a 6-yard touchdown run on Drake's first possession, and the Bulldogs led 7-0 with 7:18 remaining in the first quarter when lightning caused the initial delay. The score and statistics from the game won't be counted and will be recorded as a no contest. Fans who purchased their tickets for that game to the game day may redeem their ticket stub at the Drake Athletics office for another game ticket this season. Dalton Snead ran for one score and threw for another, helping Montana hold off Northern Iowa 26-23 Saturday night in Bobby Houck's first game back as Montana's coach. Houck, who guided the Grizzlies to Big Sky Conference titles in each of his seven seasons at the helm from 2003 to 2009, saw his defense hold the Northern Iowa Panthers to 47 yards total in the first half. The Panthers, ranked number 13 in the FCS, got on board when backup quarterback Colton Howell ran in from 1 yard out with 1 minute 57 seconds left in the third quarter. Marcus Waymiller added a one-yard touchdown run with 11:43 to play. And after a pair of Montana punts, Northern Iowa drew to 26-23 after Howell's 11-yard pass to Nick Fossey with 3:14 remaining. Howell ran for 22 yards and threw for 140 in relief of starter Eli Dunn, who was just 5 of 20, passing for 24 yards with an interception. The Grizzlies improved to 6-0 against all time against UNI. Montana also beat the Panthers 48-10 in the 2011 IAA playoffs, but the win was vacated due to NCAA infractions. Well, Council Bluffs Jefferson beat Sioux City North 99-81 Friday night in high school football, the highest scoring game in the history of state football. Council Bluffs led 57-21 at the halftime. North rallied to score 60 points in the second half, but still managed to lose by 18, according to an unofficial box score. Jefferson put up 99 points on the strength of rushing attack to put up a staggering 749 yards on 67 carries. Cameron Baker had 358 yards and eight touchdowns. And Jermaine Green added 209 yards and two touchdowns. Sioux City North quarterback Matt Hagan threw for 310 yards and nine touchdowns in the losing effort. Neither team punted during the game. Also in sports news this morning, turning to racing, Brad Keselowski beat leader Kyle Larson out of the pits with 22 laps to go and then pulled away on a restart to win the Southern 500 and sweep the weekend at Darlington Raceway. Keselowski took the Xfinity race Saturday when leaders Ross Chastain and Kevin Harvick wrecked late. This time, Keselowski and his crew took advantage on the final caution to move in front of the with a fast pit stop. Keselowski took care of the rest as he opened a second and a half lead down the stretch. It was Keselowski's first win of the season, and the first team of Penske driver has won at Darlington since Bobby Allison in 1985 Southern 500. Joey Logano, Keselowski's Penske teammate, finished second, and Larson was third. Larson won the first two stages and led 284 of the 367 laps, yet he leaves disappointed with his seventh top three finish of the season. That's a check of sports this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Denner Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Denner difference. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.